You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 223. Okay, you guys, it's been a full year and a half since I've talked about my email list growth, and we've elevated our strategies quite a bit since we last talked about it on episode number 73, which, by the way, all of that information is still great information, so you can tune in if you haven't yet. If you want more details or ideas on growing that email list of yours, but this just furthers my argument that the tried and true marketing strategies are here to stay, and if you're consistent with your efforts there, they will pay off. Email list building, it was my number one focus this past year, and I can confidently say that my efforts totally and completely paid off. In just 1 year, we added over 250,000 new subscribers to my email list, and today I am breaking down the five big strategies that I use to grow my email list by 5,000 subscribers every single week. You heard me. Pretty crazy. This is a really good one. Now, do me a favor. If you haven't already tuned in to last week's episode, hit pause and scroll back to episode 221 and listen to that one first if you haven't heard it yet. I share all about the power of email marketing and what you really need to know about email lists to determine if it's a strategy that you should invest into in the new year. And spoiler alert, the answer is probably going to be a yes. But then come on back to this show so you can continue your email list building bootcamp with yours truly. Now, I also want to extend an invitation. If you want to learn more about email list building, or you're curious about why it works for us or how it works for us, I do have an hour-long free masterclass that you can attend at growanemaillist.com. Again, it's growanemaillist.com. And here's what I teach on that free live training. I teach about how email marketing is 10 times more effective than posting on your social media accounts. Yeah, I get it. Your social media might not be moving the needle, but I want to show you why email marketing is important. I also want to talk about why the tech shouldn't be the thing that's holding you back. I feel tech illiterate too, and I can do this. So if I can do it, so can you. And I'll share my favorite places you can get started on, and bonus, they are free. I also share about what to send, how to send out things like weekly emails, and how to do it without adding more work to your plate. In fact, my tricks that I will teach you are going to save you time. And if you're wondering what the heck you're going to say, I'll show you not just how to get people to sign up, but what to say to them in a non-sleazy way once they've joined. So I would love to invite you to join me in my hour-long masterclass. Again, it's at growanemaillist.com. I will teach you the how, the what, and what the heck to say about it in that free class. And I really hope that you sign up and save your seat now. Without further ado, let's talk about some of these crazy big strategies that provided some really big results in my business this past year.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
This episode of the Gold Digger Podcast is brought to you by my favorite all-natural skincare, Primally Pure. I started using Primally Pure skincare and natural deodorant a year ago when my fertility doctor challenged me to clean up the products I used, and I am hooked. Head to JennaKutcher.com/Primally Pure to check out my five favorite products and save yourself 10%. That's JennaKutcher.com/PRIMALLYPURE. Enjoy, gold diggers. Did you know that I have created beautiful templates, resources, and presets that you can own? Shop Jenna Kutcher is filled with all kinds of tools to make running your business even easier. Head to shopjennakutcher.com and use the code GOLDDIGGER to save 20% off your first digital purchase. That's shopjennakutcher.com. Our email list, it grew by over 30,000 people last month alone, which is honestly a little hard to even wrap my brain around. like 1,000 new subscribers each day. That's so wild. And you guys know I'm an open book. And so today I'm going to share some of the fresh new ways that we're growing my email list consistently by over 5,000 subscribers each and every week in the hopes that it might inspire you to try some of these ideas out and see if they might work for your business as well. So the first thing that we really focused on is upping our game for free content creation. Let's be real, getting someone to hand over their email address is no easy feat these days. And so for us, we realized it's time to step up our game in what we're producing in terms of free content and how we're using that free content to grow our email list. We sat down, we got creative, we stepped out of what's been comfortable, we tried new things. Some of them worked great, some of them were total flops. And I think one of the best things and the biggest ways that you can look at email lists is as a way to serve. And the best way to grow your list is by coming at it from a place of service. What do you know that could be information that could help your followers or your fans? How can you share things that come easily to you that might not come easily to others? We really kept things simple this year, and so I don't want you to misinterpret this advice and think I'm telling you have to create some super complex in-depth training or that you have to give away everything for free in order to grow that list. But it's really important that you tune into exactly what your target audience wants from you. And this is often something really simple, something that will get them fast results. Some of my best opt-ins or freebies that help grow my list have simply been things like stock photos or free editing presets or a template to fill out something. And I want for you to think about just different ways that you can show up in a simple way that will give your audience quick wins. I have opt-ins that guide you through on how to write your bio better or how to revamp your pricing strategy. I want for you to take a fresh look at what you have to offer. If you already have freebies out there, what would it look like to try something new? And if you have yet to create one, what is something simple that you know that you could teach or share with others that could really help them out today? Now, one of the best things about growing your email list is that it's all one big test. It's not a success or a failure, but it's this opportunity to experiment. And so I challenge you, just try to create a few different things that are really simple and test them out. See if your audience responds and then reevaluate again. Because here's the thing, I want for you to create fewer freebies that are way more intentional, that are simplified, that do really well and focus more on promoting those few that are awesome instead of focusing on constantly creating more, more, and more. Now, you may have heard me say that a couple years ago, we almost accidentally created 52 new freebies or offers in my business. That is one freebie a week. We were creating stuff all the time. And instead, and in hindsight, I realized I could have created 10 to 12 solid freebies and looked at fresh ways to get them out in front of my audience instead of focusing so much on creating. And so one way I've created fresh freebies in my business was that this new year, I focused on new ways to engage with people. How to invite them in and serve them in a fun way. One of the most fun ways I've done it is through creating online quizzes. Things like, what is your secret sauce? Or what does your Instagram say about you? These quizzes have been wildly successful in terms of attracting new people to my list in a fun way. And it's funny because I bet a lot of you who took it may not have thought of this as a freebie that you were signing up for, because I guided you through a series of questions related to a topic, and then I sent you your results via email. We started with the secret sauce quiz, which is all about how to own your awesome, stand out from the crowd, and build a successful business and have fun doing it. You can find that one on my main site at jennakutcher.com. Quiz questions covered why you decided to do the work you're doing right now, what stage of business you're in, what areas of business you need more help with, what types of business you run, and so on. And the whole thing, it takes people only 45 seconds to complete. The quiz is an entry gate that's fun for my people, but it also helps me to gain valuable information about my followers that gives me the ability to serve them in very specific ways based on their needs. We use this quiz to enter people into my welcome sequence and to provide content that's written directly for them based on their results so that I can speak far more clear to them. It's been a great way to both grow my list and then serve them in a great way that primes them to be ready for the sale whenever it comes time to pitch. So I love quizzes. I think that they're super fun, but you have to set them up really intentionally. And trust me, there is a lot that goes into them. You have to create the results pages. You have to create the emails that go along with those results. You have to aim those sequences at those results so that you can speak specifically to the people based on what their result was. And so things like quizzes, we spent a lot more focused time and energy on fewer but better ways to grow our list. So instead of creating more content, I put a lot of effort into getting eyes onto the quiz. We run ads. It's the homepage banner of my website. I share about it on the podcast. We pin to it consistently. It's a pop-up on many of my blog posts, and it's added thousands upon thousands of new email subscribers to my list. Now, if you're thinking about doing something similar, here are some tips to get started. We love the company Interact for creating the quiz, and I also suggest hiring a copywriter if you can. There are copywriters that specialize specifically in creating quizzes. And then think through how you're going to use the answers to the questions to really focus on serving your audience in a big way going forward. This year, we really got specific and strategic when it came to focusing on our free content creation. We wanted to make sure that we weren't just creating for the sake of creating, but we were creating with purpose and intention. And so it looked like creating a lot less freebies, but with a lot more information backed behind it and a way bigger service focus. How can we show up for these people? If they need this freebie, what's the next step that they probably need? How can I continue to serve them after they have taken that chance on that freebie? And how can I show up for them in a way that is going to make their lives better? These are big questions, but guess what? It helped us to create less content, but with more impact. And that was a huge win in our last year. The second thing that we are really focusing on is pop-ups. So speaking of fresh ways to get your freebies in front of your audience, one of the best ways we've done this is by focusing on and elevating our pop-up strategy. So what is a pop-up? I'm sure you've experienced them once or twice. If not, head on over to jennakutcher.com and you can see my strategy in action. Every time I talk about this idea, I'm met with a lot of resistance. And trust me, I get it. Pop-ups can seem annoying and disruptive to the user experience, and maybe even just like a headache overall. But I challenge you to think about this in a new way. Think about it as a way to deliver the exact piece of content the person visiting your site would benefit from. Now, we've compiled a list of our 20 strongest freebies in my business that have proven to do well. And like I've said before, I'm focused on getting that content in front of more people. So as an example, let's say I write a blog post focused on strategies for using Instagram in your business. And then my very popular freebie titled My 5 Must-Have Insta Apps pops up. That person is much more likely to click through and download it because it's something that is valuable and aligned with a topic that they clicked through to read about. This strategy alone adds over 250 new weekly subscribers. And if you've listened to my podcast about why list building is important, where I talk about the value of each email subscriber and the statistic that says that each new email subscriber equals $1 per month in income. So 250 new people per week on my list translates to almost $1,000 a month. Thinking about the impact on your bottom line when it comes to pop-ups can really help you prioritize this strategy and invest some time into it. Now, if you're still not sold, I'd challenge you to just give it a try and see if your audience responds to it. There are ways to do your absolute best to not be obnoxious with them. For example, you can extend your cookie timeline, which basically means that you can set the number of days before someone ever sees another pop-up from you. A cookie installs something on that person's computer when they come in contact with your pop-up that tells your pop-up program not to generate a pop-up for them again. This way, if they visited your site and they get a pop-up, they're not going to get another one for 30, 60, 90 days, depending on what you place your settings at. You can also have pop-ups only trigger once they've scrolled to a certain area of your site. That way, they're not being bombarded and disrupted by a pop-up in the middle of reading your content. You can also create an exit intent only pop-up, which means it only pops up when someone hovers over the X button to move away from your website. So kind of like a, hey, before you go, I've got this one thing for you. So have I convinced you? I mean, seriously, guys, pop-up strategy is really cool because we don't look at it as a way to overwhelm people, but we look at it as an invitation to serve them better. And because we're so specific with which pop-ups are on which pages, we know that we're hitting people with content that is truly going to help them. And it kind of takes that feeling spammy out of it. So here's where you can start. Check out your email marketing service provider, as many have now incorporated pop-ups, and you can create them all under one roof without paying for another program. Otherwise, we personally love Opt-in Monster, and it has a lot of next-level features like generating specific pop-ups for people who come to your page from a specific place or if-then type pop-ups, so you can be in full control over what pop-ups people are receiving and when. I love looking at our strategy from a more overall standpoint, being the visionary of this brand. And so each week we'll look at all of the posts that we're putting up on our blog site, and then we'll figure out which pop-up makes the most sense. So every single post has a different pop-up based on what content we're serving and then how we can continue to serve that person, because we want to translate these readers or these clicks into subscribers, because that way we can serve them so much better. Now, the next topic of conversation and something I'm excited to share about is paid ads and partnering them with your free content. Now, I bet many of you have only created an ad when you have something to sell. Am I right? But what if you used your ads to serve up the free stuff, the good stuff? Now, in terms of full transparency, I want you to know this. We invest a ton of money into Facebook ads, like a ton. In 2018, we invested $500,000 into Facebook ads, which helped us not only acquire those 300,000 subscribers, but also do really big sales to the tune of $3 million of sales in 1 year. So I want you to know, in full transparency, I invest in this stuff. Like, growing my email list is so important to me that I'm willing to hand over dollars to the tune of $500,000. And it's still crazy when I look at those figures, because I was a girl that was making $50,000 a year working my butt off in corporate America. So to think that I was able to spend that much and then in turn make that much, it's insane to me. Like, never get it twisted. These numbers are not lost on me. But I think it's only fair as an educator to be really transparent about what we're doing so that you can understand the scope and the scale of what we're doing and how I seriously see this as one of the most important pieces of my business. Now, we weren't just running ads that lead to purchases. I'm investing in people on the front end through Facebook ads by serving up our free content and then serving our people so well so that when the time comes to sell to them, they have already qualified themselves as a perfect candidate for purchase. So what we do is we run ads to these freebies that we're creating. Like, I am willing to spend money without seeing an immediate return because I know the value that every single subscriber adds to my list. So oftentimes an audience has to be warmed up before they're ready to buy from us. And so running ads to paid content might not always be successful. When you click on something and it's a stranger's post, you're not familiar with them or the product, would you drop a few hundred dollars right away? Probably not. But instead, if you run an ad to free content with a goal of getting them on your email list and then a heart of serving them, you are going to be far more likely to convert that cold traffic into a warm audience, into a purchaser. First, this technique is way more affordable than running ads to a point of purchase, meaning the cost to acquire a new subscriber is usually a fraction of the cost of an ad that is pointing directly to a sale. So I would rather invest when it's usually under a dollar per lead for a freebie and then serve them content without a hint of a sales pitch until I know that they are ready. This can be highly beneficial down the road when I do ultimately make the sales pitch, because often I've had months to introduce myself to them. I've shown them that I can be trusted. I've established that I'm an expert in what I'm talking about. And when I finally have an offer, they are more ready to hear about it because they've had time to benefit from all of the free content and emails I've been serving to them. About 20% of my Facebook and Instagram ads budget goes to my best performing freebies. And we've also recently started using the Pinterest promoted function. So I have to preface this and say that my success on Pinterest has been 100% organic reach to date. But recently we've tried promoting a few pins, and I'm sure I'll do an episode on that in the near future. Now, at the end of the day, I'm the kind of person, I will always spend money acquiring new people to my list because I've only witnessed the payoff each and every subscriber brings. I'm confident in my ability to serve my audience so well so that when the time comes to sell, they are excited to become a bigger part of my family through my additional products, courses, and offers. I remember when I was just starting out and I'd never run a Facebook ad, and I remember listening to a podcast and someone was talking about spending tens of thousands of dollars on Facebook ads, and I was just blown away. And I was like, gosh, I like can't even imagine that. That's like so crazy. It doesn't even make sense. But then I remember them saying, if I told you you could give me $5 today and I would give you $10 back tomorrow, would you do it? And of course you would. If you had $5, of course you would. And that's exactly how I feel about investing into Facebook and Instagram ads, because every dollar that I'm spending there is yielding huge returns. Huge returns. And so when I look at that, yes, it's an astronomical amount of money that we've invested into this, but the growth that we've seen has been absolutely worth it. Like, I would continue to spend that much, if not more, on Facebook ads because I'm confident in my ability to serve people so well and then eventually to sell to them. I'm not just looking at them as a dollar sign, but as a human that I can help. And thus, I'm growing this audience, this tribe, this engaged community that is excited, right? No one ever told you that running a business meant you suddenly had to fill a million roles, from being a masterful email template writer to a photo editor, a graphic designer to a social media strategist, not to mention actually working with paying clients. Yeah, nobody told me that either, which is why last year I decided to pull all the tools, templates, and strategies and put them into one place where you can get your hands on them. That's right, from pricing guides that you can customize to email templates, media kits to social media strategies, even editing presets, you can get all of the things that I've created for my own business and use it in yours. And you can save yourself 20% off your first digital purchase using the code GOLDDIGGER. Head to shop Jenna Kutcher.com to make this entrepreneur life just a little bit easier. That is shopjennakutcher.com. And don't forget, the code GOLDDIGGER is going to save you 20% off your first digital purchase. Did you know that your deodorant is likely filled with ingredients that can disrupt your hormones? From aluminum compounds to parabens, there are even ingredients that have been banned in Europe that are still in our products here in the US of A. When I started to look at what I was putting both on and in my body during our fertility struggles, I was shocked at the ingredient lists I was reading. That was when I made the switch to all natural skincare and deodorant and fell in love with Primally Pure. Primally Pure changed what I thought of all natural products and made the process of ditching my toxic products for nature-made ones so easy. Nature truly can be smarter than science. To learn more about my five must-have products, spoiler, you could buy them all for under $100, and save yourself 10% off of your purchase, head to JennaKutcher.com/primallypure. Again, save 10% off of your purchase just by heading to JennaKutcher.com/PRIMALLYPURE. Enjoy, gold diggers. So let's talk about how to reinvigorate a stale list, because let's be honest, if you have a list and it's not really doing much of anything, this might be where you're at. And guess what? I hit a point where this was the case for me last year. So the next couple of strategies are aimed at reinvigorating an existing list that might just be a little stale, because here's the thing, you've worked hard for those people on your list and you can't just call the job done there. So think about the journey that you've taken your email subscribers on so far. Maybe you haven't taken them on a journey at all. I don't know. You tell me. Do they know who you are? Did they get a welcome sequence? Have they had any sort of experience? Are they aware of what your best content is? Do they know your brand strategy? Have you painted yourself as an expert? It might be time to start fresh, and that is okay too. If you have 10 people on your email list, you have 10 people that have raised their hand saying, I want to learn more from you, and you have an opportunity to do that. It's amazing. So if you're feeling guilty, like you started an email list and you haven't sent anything out, it's okay. I want to just free you of that guilt and let you know that there's a way that we can get this list from stale to spicy again. So one thing we did this last year was we put every single person on my list into a welcome sequence. And now get this, we've talked a lot about 5-part welcome sequences or 6 email funnels. But what if I told you that my welcome sequence was 6 months long? Seriously. I know it sounds totally crazy, but honestly, I had a blast creating it. Like, it was probably one of the best things I did last year. I wanted people to really enter my list and to confidently know that they were being served intentional content, that they were learning from me, that they were hearing my story and being educated on what I could offer them, and that I was willing to do that work in order to ensure that that was happening. So I sat down and I created a long, very long email funnel that gives me confidence that every new subscriber is on the specific journey that I created for them. It honestly was done out of necessity, because here's the thing, I worked on creating this 6-month long funnel without really knowing what was happening soon in my life. And when I was so sick when I was pregnant, I knew I needed to continue serving my list, but I just did not have the capacity to do so. Like, I was laid out flat in my bed for months. I couldn't even think about writing an Instagram caption, let alone writing an email. And so at the time, I knew we had just written this amazing 6-month long welcome sequence for new subscribers. And I thought, well, this is awesome content. Like, why not give this content to everyone, no matter how long they've been around here? It doesn't matter if they've been around the Jenna Kutcher tribe for a week, a month, or 5 years, because the goal of that funnel was to serve them 80 to 90% of the time, and then to remind them of my offerings and to share these invitations with them throughout the 6 months. And I knew then that my people were well cared for. And a side benefit of it is our sales actually grew, because it turns out even if someone had been subscribed and following for a long time, they likely are going to miss things along the way. And so by emailing them consistently week after week with my welcome sequence, my content was delivered to them in a reliable way that was intentionally and purposefully mapped out for them. So it took people on this journey, and I believe this strategy solidified the plan to create true fans out of my email subscribers that will stick around for years to come. And so maybe you're thinking, oh my Lanta, I cannot imagine creating a 6-month long funnel. And let me tell you, my goal is to get that baby up to a full year, because I just think it's so cool. I'm a nerd, right? But I want to talk about creating elaborate funnels because it is all about being smart with my current list and figuring out ways to share these offers and invitations and new services and products with them. We recently hired someone on my team whose sole focus is going to be looking at ways to cross-promote products based on each and every single individual subscriber's history of interacting with my business. Like, I realize there is so much room for growth here, and I'm excited about our opportunity that we have to really dig in and see what we can create. And so you likely already have these opportunities waiting for you. You might just not be seeing them. And so I want you to take a look at each and every one of your offers, whether it's a freebie, a service, or a product. Is there a way that you could create a little email sequence that would further serve the person who wanted to sign up for something in the first place? Could you write specific content for that exact person? And then ultimately, is there something that you could cross-promote or invite them into purchasing? So for example, if somebody signs up for my free editing presets, we can sell them the presets that are at shopjennakutcher.com, or they're likely a photographer and we can invite them into our free photographer trainings. Or if somebody opts in for my Instagram story icon how-to, then we can sell them my Instagram story icons and they're likely a fit for the Instagram lab. We are constantly looking at ways that we can weave things together, not just in a way of selling, but in a way of serving people better. Because after all of this time, I've created so much content that I want to make sure it's landing in the right laps of the people who are eager for that. So if this part is freaking you out, I want to encourage you to start small and work big. What if you could create that 5-part welcome sequence so that every time somebody new subscribes to your list, they get to learn more about you. They get to hear what you're an expert in. They get to learn something that's going to get them results. They get excited about being a part of your tribe. They're invited to engage with you. What if you just started there as a means of serving people better and intentionally? And then, of course, you have the opportunity to build up, do something crazy like I've done. Maybe it's not a 6-month funnel, but maybe it's a month long of content that you've planned out in advance. I think there is something so amazing when you can really get strategic about how you're showing up in people's lives. Because let's be honest, with social media and the algorithms, we don't have control over how people are seeing our stuff or how they're able to interact with our brands. But with an email list, we have more control. We can share how we want that information to be received. We can invite that interaction by telling people to simply hit reply and responding back when they do. And I love that just reinvigorating that stale list, that really focusing on serving people well can ultimately lead to bigger sales. And that's exactly what happened for us. Now, lastly, launching. It is safe to say that we grow our list the most and the fastest when we go into a live launch. For me, I follow a pretty traditional method where I invite people into a free training or a webinar. But when we go into live launching, we are really focused on growing our list during not just the launch phase, but the pre-launch phase through sharing freebies and free resources and spending our time and energy and ad dollars on finding out who is interested in what we're teaching about and learning how we can serve them better. And then we can go into the actual launch and just invite people into a free webinar or training where they can learn more about a specific topic. These hyper-focused launches usually lead to big boosts in our email list, and they help grow our list by thousands in a week's time because we're really clear on the messaging. We're open with the invitation. Our ads are dialed in and targeted to people who we know are likely to be a good fit for what I'm teaching. Now, I've learned so much through launching. Like a million things. But one of the biggest things I've learned is the importance of serving well throughout a launch. A lot of times people will covet their best information or hold back from sharing things that really help get others results. But I make sure that my free trainings are like boot camps and they lead to quick wins so that regardless of if people purchase something or not, they're walking away equipped and excited to make things happen. They're walking away with an experience that leaves them happy with my brand. They're walking away feeling ready to make change in their lives, and I love doing that. Now, I found that simply by showing up in a big way while launching, even if people don't purchase, they are far more likely to stay engaged and purchase the next time when they see that they really do need our help or the tools that we offer in order to see even greater results. So in the last year, we did one launch per quarter, and there were definite spikes in the email list during each launching period just because of the clearly focused content we were serving and our ability to grow our audience through serving in that specific way. I will invest just about any dollar amount into ads while launching because I know those people who are joining my email list during a launch period, they are likely to need a mentor. They're looking for more information. They're more likely to become my people in the long run. And I love the fresh energy that a launch brings and the opportunity and challenge to show up and warm people up to me and what it is that I have to offer. Now, my last piece of advice is this. Treat your email subscribers like insiders. You want to make them feel like VIPs. They should be the first to know about anything new in your business. They get content that they can't find anywhere else through your emails. They get exclusive offerings and sales. They get encouragement that you can't find online, and they really can feel like you are a friend. I want you to treat your email subscribers like gold. Value them. Let them know how much they mean to you. Pour into them. Listen to them. When we got more in stock for my very popular I Am Enough necklace, guess who got the first shot at ordering before they even went live to the public? When we decided to increase the price for one of my courses, we let my subscribers know so that they could hop in and save themselves some money first. These are just a few examples of how to make sure you add additional value to your email subscribers long after they've opted in. Now, you guys, I know that this is so much content and so much information, but I am so passionate about email list building. I started talking about this publicly 2 years ago, and I remember thinking this is the most unsexy topic, but guess what? It's not. It's actually the most important topic, and I would be doing a disservice if I wasn't sharing these tips and tools and strategies with you, because my email list is the number one way I make money in my business, and it's the number one way I show up and serve people intentionally. So there you have it, just a few updates to our email marketing strategies that we've done over the last 12 months, and we've seen some really big results with. I'll keep you updated as we begin a new year. And if you're looking for some extra guidance in this area, I want to remind you, I have that totally free training, What to Say, When to Say It, the how-to guide to email lists. You can head to growanemaillist.com. Again, I'm going to walk you through the tech stuff, when to send out your emails, what to say in them, and share how email marketing is 10 times more effective than posting on social media accounts. Trust me, this stuff is important, and you will get something from this training if you just save your seat and show up. So head to growanemaillist.com. I cannot stress enough the importance that email list building has had in my business, and I don't want you to miss out on this chance to absolutely transform your business in the new year. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And if you know someone that might need this help or enjoy this episode, please send it on over to your friend, because we are all about sharing. Sharing is caring. Until next time, gold diggers, I will talk to you soon, and I hope to see your email list growing mighty and strong in the new year.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.